You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.
Now, I never thought I would say this.
Okay.
Cricket just got interesting.
Well, cricket is interesting.
It's not.
2020's cricket, no. Been on. It's been entertaining as all hell.
Sorry, you can call me on 13, 12, 16 if you want to have a fight about it. Cricket is horrid, but Watermelon Boy.
Oh.
I need to talk about Watermelon Boy.
Watermelon Boy.
A young lad watching the cricket, I assume with his family, has tucked in to an entire watermelon, rind and all,
yeah.
Like the whole thing.
Like
green
this kid,
bit, white bit, red bit, seeds.
This kid has not cut it. He's not eating slice at a time. It's like, that's impressive. That kid has eaten a lot of watermelon. He is eating it like a giant apple.
He was watching the cricket and ate a huge watermelon, the size of probably like a fourth of his body.
It's like, it's probably about the size of a regulation size basketball. It is a big watermelon.
And he ate the whole thing.
And he's just hoeing into it. And the commentators were hilarious because they wasn't like, that kid's eating a whole watermelon. And then they kicked back to him a bit later and like, he's nearly finished it. But like rind and all, like, that's so not right.
The internet reacted accordingly.
Yep.
And lost their minds.
Oh, fair enough.
On the internet. Honestly, the best thing I've seen so far this year.
Well, yeah, it's early in the year. If this was someone who was a bit older, I might have thought, oh, maybe we finally found someone who's done. Have you ever met anyone who's actually done the trick where they, like, syringe vodka into a watermelon?
No.
I've heard people claiming, I've never seen it done. I don't know if you can do it. But I would have assumed this kid had done it, but he's about 10. I'm hoping he's not hoeing into a vodka and watermelon, rind and all.
Man.
I've got one more concern. I'd love to find out from the kid. And it's a weird question to ask anyone, let alone a 10-year-old.
Uh-huh.
The next day. Because rind can't digest well, surely. Mm. I mean, that skin is tough.
I mean, that's what I give to my guinea pigs.
Yeah.
They'll eat a bit of rind.
And they, what? And how are their little pellets? Pretty hard?
I don't
know. Do your guinea pigs look like they need to find Jesus every time they make number two?
My question for Watermelon Boy is, how did he take the first bite?
Oh, yeah,
did
that's
he
a
just,
really
like,
good question.
Start grazing the top of the watermelon with his teeth until he made a little hole?
I would have loved to watch it because it would have been, I reckon, like someone trying to start like a toffee apple that's a little bit too big and they're just sitting there sliding their teeth over it going, come on, I can't get into this thing.
You know people that like eat the entire apple, core and all?
Yeah, those people are weird.
Yeah, but here we are talking about Watermelon Boy like he's a legend.
Oh, he's super weird though. Just weird doesn't pay the bills on the internet. You got to be super weird.
So
and that
good.
Kid has taken the cake, rind and all.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Okay, in case you missed it over the holidays, Kendall Jenner and Harry Styles are the hottest new couple.
Wow. I was about to berate you for breaking our Kardashian rule.
No, okay.
But that's pretty big news.
So the two dated briefly back in 2013,
okay.
2014. And there had been no signs of reconciliation. But it's safe to say that now they're back on. There are some raunchy photos of the two of them on a yacht.
Have they been snogging?
In St. Bart's. Yeah.
God, I hate the word snogging.
Some snogging going on, I guess you could say. Surprisingly, they're not alone, though.
And what do you mean? Like they're swinging? There's a few people?
This is what I need to talk about.
Okay.
They're actually both accompanied by their mums.
Wow, so, weirdest date ever.
So Kris Jenner and Ann Cox are along for the ride. So, I mean, if you want to get back with an ex, someone that, you know, you were connected to and you really liked, didn't work out for whatever reason, you go back on a date after a couple of years and mum comes along.
Kris Jenner needs to not be around as much, I feel. She needs to be, if she's the manager, she just needs to float into behind the scenes a little bit more, I think. Rolling up to your daughter's date with one of the biggest pop stars on the planet is such a look-at-me thing to do.
I mean, if she was invited, like,
even then, she's like, oh, wow, this is going to make news. Manny Petty!
I better be on the yacht!
Yeah, that's it. Oh, what are you doing, Kim and Kanye? No, just hanging out with your new baby? No, that's already made the news. I don't need to hang out with you guys anymore. But the youngest one, she's going to go out with Harry Styles. So I'm going to go get my head in that photo.
She's She's actually the second youngest one. But
I don't care.
You're onto it, mate.
Amber, I know it's our first day back, but I think I'd like to give our listeners a little peek behind the curtain in what it's like to have Amber as your offsider. You know, we're joined at the hip a lot of the time.
It is a delight.
Look, a lot of the time it is, but you're not the best adult at times. Let's say that.
What? Like, we've been at work for literally, like, 2 hours.
I know, and look what you've managed to do in that time.
What have I done?
Amber, tell people the saga with the milk this morning.
The milk.
We rolled up to work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You went to make a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Take it from there.
And I opened the fridge here at Star FM, and I thought, oh, my God, that's so nice. Someone, there's a full milk in the fridge.
Yep.
I thought, that's so nice. Someone's dropped in. Oh, I opened it, and it's not good milk.
No.
It's been there since just before Christmas.
Yes, yes it has. So it wasn't real delicious. So then you, of course, put the milk in the bin?
No. Oh, no. No, I'm not dealing with that mid-show. No way.
What do you mean dealing with it? What'd you do with it?
I just put it back in the fridge.
Why would you put off milk back in the fridge?
Because at the time of smelling the gross milk,
yeah,
I had not had one coffee this morning.
So you thought if you put it back in the fridge, maybe it'll get better and you'll be ready for your next coffee?
No, that's just a problem that I'll deal with when I'm not doing a radio show.
You couldn't put it in the bin?
And what, do you just put a whole thing of milk in the bin?
Yes.
No.
Of course you do.
You've got to tip it down the sink, you've got to rinse out the thing.
Oh, gross. No, none of that's happening.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You would just put a full 2 litre milk.
Yeah.
Full of milk.
Yes.
In the bin.
Yes.
And then what happens when you put the bin in the garbage? Like in...
It goes in the garbage where off milk belongs.
That's not how you do it. Mm. I think in this situation, you're the rubbish adult.
No.
13,
milk
12,
never
16.
Goes off in my house.
What? No, you are supposed to tip it down the drain, rinse out the thing, and then you put the milk in recycling.
If you do any of those things, I'm going to be very surprised.
What?
You live in a fantasy world.
Are you kidding me?
You have put that back in there. You don't even rinse a spoon once you use it with your coffee. There is no way you're rinsing out a whole milk bottle to pop in the recycling. Where's the recycling bin here at Star FM? Where's the recycling bin? Stop.
Right next to the bin.
Are you sure?
Yes.
No, I don't think you've ever used that either.
I don't think you've ever used. I'm so mad at you right now. Way to ruin my first day.
Imagine kicking off the new year by winning $52 million.
Oh, my God. I would die.
Well, I'd be very happily rich.
Yes.
$52 million would... No one's going to sneeze at that.
No.
This couple in the UK had a win on the lotto. $52 million. What they did was they did it on the app for whatever lotto company it was.
Yeah.
The lotto company is denying the $52 million win. Apparently, when they went to, they did it on the app and it said insufficient funds. They went, oh, whoops, let's pop a few more dollars on there and purchase. The app told them that they'd purchased a ticket.
Oh, so they got like a billing receipt.
Yep. And they, the company's saying, we've got no record of it. So it must have gone in too late.
No.
So they are not seeing a cent. They had numbers chosen completely at random too.
Yeah.
Wasn't like it was their lucky numbers.
Whoa.
They've got the screen. They've got the thing that says, yeah, no, you're in.
Surely they would be able to contest that. And
you'd think they'd get something, surely.
$52 million, you'd want to put up a pretty good fight.
Can you imagine the stink you or I would kick up if we were told we'd won $52 million and then had it taken away? We would have spent half of it already.
Yeah, no, the Queen of England would have heard me swearing. For sure.
So, yeah, so I'm going to keep an eye on this story because, I'd love to hear more about it.
Oh.
But at this point, this hideous-looking couple is not winning $52
million. That's a shame.
That was a cheap shot to this poor couple, literally.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Well, Ed Sheeran is making the most of his time and his money.
Okay, what's he up to?
Ed Sheeran's gone on a $4,000 shopping spree at Toys R Us.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the UK.
Yeah, well, did he get 2 Star Wars figures? 3 packets of Lego?
Well, he's bought all the things he wasn't allowed to have while he was growing up.
Okay, I'm interested to hear what he's bought now.
Including a plastic gun, roller skates, and a pirate ship.
Oh, wow, wasn't he a sheltered young man? Roller skates.
Yeah, I mean, they're dangerous. They're so dangerous.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to have a scooter.
Yeah, but you fall over your own feet. That was probably in your best interest.
So, yeah, he said as a kid, and as good parents will know, when you grow, as you're growing up, there are some things you're not allowed to have. You know, your parents are your parents, and they're setting you some boundaries.
The only thing we weren't allowed that I can recall was a trampoline. And that was because my dad hurt himself on one when he was young. Don't get me wrong, he was doing the wrong thing. But dad hurt himself, and that was the end of us ever having a trampoline.
Oh, my goodness. Like, by the time I was too old for the trampoline, we made sure, like, there was... That trampoline was loved.
Yeah.
Very loved.
Got its money's worth.
Definitely got its money worth. So he's just bought all this stuff. And wasn't allowed to have a Nerf gun, so he bought himself a Nerf gun or two.
Can you imagine if you were, like, in the middle of a conversation with a friend of yours and you're trying to explain, you're like, Ed Sheeran is really cool, and he's like, oh, I don't know, a little bit acoustic-y, a little bit lovey-dovey for me. Like, no, 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 seriously, listen to the album. He's fantastic. And then he roller skates past you with a plastic gun, and you're like...
Just, like, nerfing you, like, yeah. Pew, 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 pew.
I take it back. I'm sorry. Ed Sheeran is a giant dork.
Oh, my God.
If Ed Sheeran roller skated past you, how could you not call him a dork?
Because I would try and be high-fiving him because I think that's amazing. You remember those shoes that, like, those wheels popped out and you, like...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm too old for them.
Oh, really?
They were not a thing when I was a kid. I'd look at kids at them like, how the damn hell do they work?
Well, Ed Sheeran and I are roughly the same age, 24,
okay,
25.
Yeah.
And he wasn't allowed to have those wheelie shoes, got some of them. And he said, one day when he has kids...
They're not having wheelie shoes.
No, he's bought all this stuff. It's in a cupboard in his house, ready to go for when he has kids.
Did you ever have wheelie shoes?
No, I didn't have wheelie shoes. I thought they were ridiculous. Just like me as a 7-year-old, like, oh, that is so lame.
See, I always look around, I look at kids just sort of, yeah, wheeling around, like, how the damn hell are they doing that?
No.
How are they not falling over?
13, 12, 16, love to know what you weren't allowed to have when you're a kid. I think when I have kids that... I won't let them have guns and stuff like
that's
that.
That's fair, I,
like
I think.
It's a bit violent.
Yeah, no, I can appreciate that.
That's just me.
I'll probably be a bit more of a fun parent. 13, 12, 16, have you got a size 10 and a half pair of wheelie shoes?
Mate.
Yes.
Back into 2016. Love me some statistics.
Oh, God.
Some science.
Amber's going to drop some math and science on us. Look out. Here we go.
Well, there's been a list compiled by Statista. So this is a organisation. That
you have no idea who they are.
Statistics. It's no.
What's the list they've got?
Okay, they're rating the 10 jobs where you're most likely to meet a psychopath.
Okay, and what have they based this on?
Based on studies, which is the Hair Psychopath Checklist, where they've categorised lack of having remorse for destructive acts,
okay,
as well as being unable to feel empathy.
Okay.
So
let's see.
These people can also be impulsive, manipulative, and sexually promiscuous.
Oh, God, they're putting that on the list. That makes you a psychopath. Just being a little naughty.
I think that might be like an element of the psychopath characteristic.
All right, bring it on. What do we got? Where are psychopaths working, Amber?
As civil servants.
So working for the government?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, civil servants. Psychopaths.
Chefs.
Sorry, chefs.
I know. A clergy person.
Why do you want us to never get a good feed in Sunraysia again by calling all the chefs in town psychopaths?
A clergy person.
Clergy.
Is that like a... clergy.
Clergy. I believe that's like a religious... A priest or something along those lines.
All right.
Okay, so we're...
This is on my computer, okay?
Let's check if you're going to church off the list. I know you're there every Sunday, Amber. Being remorseful for your Saturday night actions.
Police officers.
Oh, wow. I'm distancing myself from this list right now. This is Amber Wheatland. She lives on... She drives.
Look, I didn't make the list. Journalists are also up there.
Oh, great. Now the rest of the media in the town hates us. Good on you. So, okay. Just say doctors so we're screwed as well.
Oh, my God. Surgeons.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't eat in this town. I can't drive. I can't get healthcare anymore.
Salespersons.
Oh, brilliant. You are just writing everybody off.
TV personalities, which... Don't mention anything about radio personalities.
No, just so the TV guys.
We're obviously perfect. Lawyers and CEOs. So,
well, I don't know too many CEOs, so I'm pretty safe there. And I hope I don't need a lawyer anytime soon.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks for that, Amber. We can never leave our house or studio again because you have just called everyone in town a psychopath except us. When the Avengers came out and all the merchandise started hitting, there was obviously you could get plenty of Iron Man stuff and plenty of Captain America stuff. The Hulk
was everywhere.
All of them. A lot of the figurine sets didn't include Black Widow, despite the fact she's definitely one of the Avengers. She holds her own out there with the rest of the blokes.
Yes.
But Scarlett Johansson's character, Black Widow,
right,
largely nowhere to be seen. You had to go out of your way to find some Black Widow.
Yep. Annoying.
Annoying, yeah. Little girls want to play with figurines too.
Yep. Little girls want to play and collectors want to have all four of the Avengers.
Yeah, well, yes, that's right. Collectors too. I'm just focusing on the little... Oh, geez, I'm not going to finish that sentence. Star Wars, biggest movie in the world, Amber.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm going to see it tonight.
How are you going with your... Because you're watching them all again before you go to the cinema.
I'm up to... I got halfway through episode 3 last night, so I've got half to go because we did it in release order.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So started with episode 6.
Yeah. And now you're going back to... Okay, cool.
To 3.
Nice.
Great.
I'm looking forward to hearing what your thoughts on Star Wars are. The figurines. No spoilers for the movie, but the... Basically, the leading character in it is a female whose character's name is Rey, R-E-Y.
Yes.
She is fantastic in it. Great. One of the best leading lady characters since Ripley in Alien.
Okay.
She is brilliant.
I'm very excited.
Well, sorry, little girls, if you wanted to play characters with Rey, because you can get Star Wars sets that have got Han Solo, Chewie, random TIE fighter. Fans are asking, where's Rey?
Where is Rey?
Where's Rey? Rey again. Hard to get characters for. Hard to get figurines. Disney has left her out again. And now Disney has released Star Wars Monopoly, which again doesn't include Rey. It includes Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, and two of the characters from the new one, Finn and Kylo Ren. Again, so two big characters from the new franchise, two big characters from the old one.
Interesting.
Where's Rey?
Disney, why would you write a script focusing very intentionally on a strong female lead and then leave out merchandise? Wouldn't you like to expand your demographic?
I'd love to say fan base, but I'll do it in Disney terms. Customer base.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to expand that to extend the offer to young girls all around the world or boys? Little boys watching the new Star Wars is probably going to be like, man, Rey is so cool.
And she is. And
what a badass.
You wait till you watch it. They make it very obvious that they're trying to make her a strong, independent character.
And you're watching it, right, going like, well,
yeah,
done,
she's
Disney.
Brilliant.
You're
There's a point where she's running with someone else and that person keeps grabbing her hand to sprint with her. And she makes a point of saying, I can run faster without your hand. Without you holding my hand.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
That's awesome. Brilliant. I can't wait for you to see it. And Disney, come on. I know you're listening to the podcast at starfm.com.au.
Totally. Yeah.
Lift your game.
Yeah.
Where's Rey?
Totally.
Amber, every morning you and I come into work to do live radio. Not everyone you hear on the radio is live. They're not always there. But you and I, what's time right now? Down to the second.
It is 7:51:06.
There you go. We are in the now.
Yeah, totally.
And I imagine that, look, it gets tricky. We stumble over our words from time to time.
I make a fool of myself on the daily.
But live TV, a whole different beast.
Oof.
Ooh.
Because
that'd be hard work. Yeah, I've never done it.
You can't see the hideous faces that I pull when I talk.
No, and a lot of the times I'm deliberately trying to make Amber laugh to throw her while she's trying to speak.
In hopes that I say something dumb.
Yeah, well...
And I what often...
It's what the punters keep coming back for, Amber.
You're welcome.
Carrie Bickmore, host of The Project, is no stranger to stumbling over her words. I mean, who could forget... I'm not going to say what she said, but when she was talking about Qantas customers.
Ooh, yeah.
That one got graphic quick.
I love Carrie Bickmore. She's one of my favourite female media identities in
Australia.
She's
just one of my favourite media identities. I mean, I remember when she used to be on Rove doing like that little update bit, like she was like a serious news person, but she was just funny as hell. I'm like, this woman has something special. She's fantastic. Last night on the project, she's trying to do her wrap-up. The producer's in the background. You can just tell, going, Carrie, you've got 8 seconds. Make sure you tell them that the Big Bash League's up next for the Adelaide people.
Yeah.
And this is what she came out with.
Well, Adelaide, we're going to leave you here. You're going off to watch the Big Breast.
The Big Breast.
The Big Breast League.
Adelaide, you lucky devils, going to watch the Big Breast. What?
Tell you what, if they want to get some more people bums in seats at the cricket, change it from the Big Bash League to the Big Breast League. You're on to something, Carrie. I love your work.
Now, I know that you're not a very big fan of Ellen DeGeneres, Billows.
Oh, she's a fantastic talk show host. I just don't think she's funny.
Well, all of America agrees with her being a fantastic talk show host. Mm. She's actually the highest rated series on US daytime TV.
Oh, wow.
And currently in her 13th season.
More than Oprah. Wow. Annually.
This is where I'm going with this, is that she's just signed on for another 4 years.
Oh, wow. So I bet she asked for a big pay packet for that one.
Is that 19?
What'd you say she was up to?
17 seasons by the end of her brand new 4-year contract.
Wow. Jeez, I honestly should have seen Ed with her fingers out. And I've forgotten the numbers she said, but I'm a little bit certain she got them wrong as well. Did you say 14 seasons and she's going to have another 4?
13 seasons.
Oh, 13. Okay, you got them right then. Thank goodness.
That's why I used my fingers. I thought you were going to be very angry about this.
No. Like I said, I just think she's a rubbish comedian. When she's described as a comedian, it makes me angry because she's not funny. She doesn't do any jokes. Remember when she hosted, was the Academy Awards or the Golden Globes or something?
I don't know.
And she's like, hey, who wants a pizza? If I get a pizza, will you guys kick in? Wouldn't that be funny if I got some pizza?
And then you're like, they got pizza.
This is going nowhere.
They got pizza.
Yeah, that's not entertaining. That's dumb. Interview your little hosts, get your little kids off YouTube and have them dance in your studio and keep it locked to that office.
There it is. There's the reaction I was looking for.
You're welcome.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Pretty exciting news was released yesterday. The Coachella lineup for 2016 has been announced. Did not disappoint. However, I think it's unlikely that we'll be going.
No, I think I would wager money on it.
If someone wants to, like, send me, then cool. I'll go for sure.
Yeah. But again, I don't think that's going to happen, friend.
Coachella, a very popular celebrity influenced, I would say. Like, lots of celebrities from LA usually head over. It's only about like 2 hours out of LA.
Okay.
Coachella. The town is called Coachella.
Say Coachella more times.
Coachella. Very exciting stuff. So it will take place over 2 weekends on April 15th to 17th and then the following weekend on April 22nd to 24th.
Oh, yeah. That seems horribly inconvenient.
Why?
Well, imagine going to a festival, going for 2 days, having to kill a week. No, and then go back again.
No, I think that there's two festivals like the same. So you you can either go on April 15th to 17th on the 22nd to the 24th. So the lineup.
Bring now, it on.
Guns N' Roses are going to reunite for their first performance in 2 decades.
So this will be Slash and Axl Rose on stage at the same time.
Yeah.
Amongst others.
Yes.
But they're the two
yes,
big ones.
Yes, that's right. LCD Sound System will return after a 5-year hiatus.
Thank God, everyone said collectively.
No. James Bay is going to be there. Come on, let it go.
Just let it go. Nice.
Magical. He will be absolutely brilliant. One of your faves, Billows.
Yeah, who's coming?
Ice Cube. You can do it.
Yeah. I can do it.
Put your ass into it. Yeah.
I've met him.
Yeah, nice.
I like to just get that in any time I can.
Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, Disclosure, they're all going to have sets. And you might not know this girl, Billows, but Alicia Cara. So tell my
friends that I'll be over. I know the song.
Catchy little track. So there you go.
There you go. Guns N' Roses, Ice Cube, and a whole heap of filler. It's going to be a great couple of weekends. Amber, I've got the most overpaid actors in Hollywood for 2015. Now, overpaid meaning that not like, oh, so-and-so got $200 million for doing this movie. No, this takes into account how much they were paid versus how much their movies brought in.
Okay.
Okay, so to give you an example, the best bang for your buck, last year was Chris Evans, Captain America.
Uh-huh.
For
right.
every dollar he was paid, his movies brought in $181.
Okay.
That's a good return.
Yeah, good return.
He needs a better manager because he's got some negotiating power right there.
The next one, the next Captain America movie he can negotiate.
Oh, he'll make a zillion dollars on that, totally. I hope. So there's some actors who, like Adam Sandler has won this the last couple of years, but mm-hmm. I think Pixels came out last year, whilst a horrible movie,
yeah.
actually did make a bit of money.
Yes.
So okay. he's not even on the list this
okay,
year.
Okay, all right. Good for him.
Tom Cruise is number 10 on the list.
Okay.
For every dollar he was paid, he brought in $13.60. Now, that's still a pretty good return, I reckon.
Totally.
That's not bad. Affleck, for every dollar he was paid, he brought in $12.30.
Well, he won't be on the list this year because the new Batman film's out this year.
Batman vs. Superman's going to make a zillion dollars. It's not going to make Star Wars money, but it's going to make a zillion dollars.
Sure.
Brad Pitt on the list at number 8. $12 he brought in for every $1 he was paid.
Okay.
Again, pretty good return. Channing Tatum.
Yep.
$10.80 for every dollar. I mean, he would have been paid a fair bit for Magic Mike, I guess, and yeah. it made enough money. But, I mean, that's still a good return, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's jump up the list a bit because there is someone who is a clear number one, and it'll surprise you.
Will it?
Who do you reckon?
I reckon Zac Efron's going to be on this list.
Zac Efron? No, he's absent from this list.
Oh, damn.
Let's go up to number 3. Will Ferrell, for every $1 he was paid, he brought in $6.80.
Aw.
I know, I like him. I'm looking forward to his new, is the
Dads?
The Dads something, one, yeah.
Dads, yeah.
Dad versus Stepdad? I don't know.
Don't know.
Looks very funny with Mark Wahlberg. Denzel Washington at number 2. $6.50 he brings in for every dollar.
You'd think his name alone would make like $14 just every time it's been said.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Well, that will make you really surprised at number 1, Amber, because number 1, for every $1 this person was paid, he only brought in $1.20 in 2015.
Who?
Johnny Depp.
Wow.
Johnny Depp is the most overpaid actor in Hollywood. He only just makes a profit for your movie these days.
Well, Johnny Depp's lying on his giant pile of money just going, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, with these little illegal immigrant dogs. Amber, I want to run a baby's name has gone viral and I'd like to run it past you just to see what you think about the whole thing.
Okay. Firstly, I'm a little bit more open-minded.
Yeah, no, I'd say so.
Baby names.
I don't mind this.
Between you and I.
Oh, definitely. I just, I like names to be names.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you, Kim and Kanye.
Like, I'm kind of into a little bit obscure names.
Yeah.
Without going too crazy.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a leash. You can, I can go a little bit left to center.
I'm not saying you don't.
But, geez, what's the newest Kanye kid?
Saint,
that's dumb.
I don't think it's dumb.
God. Okay, Emma, here's the name. Lenestra.
Yeah,
Lenestra. No. You don't like it?
No.
You don't even know why it's gone viral yet. It's not because people are saying, oh, that's an interesting name. Oh, it's one of those names where I'm like, it's different. It's inoffensive.
Yeah.
I'm not too fazed by it.
It's pretty namey. I mean, naming something.
It's pretty namey. Yeah? Like, that's the sentence you want to go with?
Naming a tiny human like something. I can't even think of an example.
I can't
Lenestra
even think. What you, yeah.
Sounds like a name.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, cool.
It's
now
namey.
Now I know what the hell you're talking
how
about.
How did you not get that?
Her name is pretty namey. Yeah, you're right. How did I not get to the bottom of that one? Okay, this was in like one of those women's magazines, just a little snippet sort of bit. We chose our daughter's name, Lenestra, because it was unique and romantic.
It is romantic.
That's nice, isn't it?
Sure.
The next line. It wasn't until she was 2 that my husband told me that it was actually his favourite soccer team, Arsenal, spelled backwards. That's brilliant.
Yeah, hubby.
Isn't that cheeky? How did he sit on that for 2 years?
I don't know.
Lenestra, Arsenal backwards.
Oh, his favourite soccer team.
You've got to tip your cap to him, don't you?
Totally.
He managed to not only come up with the name, float it to his wife. Can you imagine the spiel? Do you know any other Lenestras? Isn't it a lovely name? It'll just be yours and ours.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's never going to have to. It's easy to spell. She's not going to be one of those poor kids that has to spell her name the whole time.
And then when his missus agreed to it, he was like, that was easy.
He had to contain that. It's like, keep your eyebrows down. Keep them down. She'll know something's up. Arsenal backwards. That's Lenestra. So well played, good. Sir.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Rapper Drake.
Nope.
What?
I just don't like him.
Performer Drake.
I'll just allow it.
Well, he does perform.
You know. At least he didn't say entertainer. Correct. Brock Drake. Yeah.
Yeah. Performer Drake has had a bit of a wild night out recently.
Okay.
He has... a video has been uploaded of him on Twitter walking around a restaurant, hotel... And he's 29 years old and he seems to be trying to convince the staff that he is Harry Styles
in this video. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. He's not British. He's American.
He's not white either.
He's also not white.
He's also Canadian.
Who?
Drake.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Still, not British.
Not British.
Take a listen.
You guys are Harry Styles.
Hello. Sorry.
I'm Harry Styles,
though. Pretty, a half-assed attempt to convince someone that you're Harry Styles, really.
Okay, I'd just be interested to know how long he did this.
Yeah.
Because if he was just at the bar, just like, are you Drake? No, I'm Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Then that's pretty funny. If he was going round up to random people and going, I'm Harry Styles. Hey guys, how funny is this? I'm Harry Styles. Then you're like, quite as funny.
He could have at least done I'm Harry Styles.
What, do a rubbish English accent?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he definitely could have done that.
Put the effort in, Drake.
Come on,
you've gone this far, man. Push it that next step. And
he's
actually
pushed it no steps.
Commit.
Amber, flipping through the paper today, checking out the word on the street, as we like to do.
Do like to do that.
So, today's question, do you think hoverboards should be banned after a number of them have allegedly started house fires? I have already got beef with this. I hate that they're called hoverboards. They don't hover. They've got wheels. That annoys me no end.
I was under the impression that they were called swag boards.
See, that's what I know them as, because that's what they were calling them in the States, and all of a sudden they've started calling them hoverboards. No hovering.
Yeah.
Complete contact with the ground.
Why are you saying hovering?
Hover.
Yeah.
No, that's too weird.
What? That's
you're saying it weird.
That's the correct terminology.
Hover.
Hoverboard.
Go back and watch Back to the Future.
It's not a hoverboard. Is there a U there?
Hover.
Hoverboard.
13, 12, 16. We could do this for hours. Who's saying it right?
Hoverboard.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Let's ask the word on the street people what they think. Alex, who's from England, says, I would probably get one, but I would research the brands. That's not what they're asking, Alex. You've missed the point. Morgan says, yes, because they promote inactivity in children. Yeah, they are really stopping people walking.
Brilliant, Morgan.
I'll give you that one, Morgan. Isabel says, I've only seen good things about them. Isabel, you were just told they were starting house fires.
Yeah, which is a fact.
Yes, that's happening. Come on, Isabel. Star Trek. Fatima says, I've never seen anyone get hurt from one, but they should learn how to use them.
Everyone gets hurt on them.
Also, we're talking about the fact they're starting house fires here, Fatima. Come on.
I rode a hoverboard in Vegas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. My friend and I just flagged down these guys that were riding them.
Give us a turn.
Yeah, totally. And they were like, they held our hands and helped us ride them.
That's funny.
Yeah, they're
That's
hard.
Cool. You've never told me that. And the last one in the word on the street, who is this gug? Amber Wheatland Mildura.
She looks so pretty.
I think they should look at improving them. You don't like the feature that they start house fires, buddy. You're in the paper today.
I am.
You think that they should look to improve them. You like that they're fun. You don't think that the starting house fires is a good feature.
I don't think that the house fires thing is a good thing. And I don't want them to be outlawed because 2015, that's a brilliant state-of-the-art thing.
Yes.
To have in our society. But maybe workshop production so that they don't burn people's houses down.
I like where you're going with that. I don't think they should be outlawed either, mostly because I like to be able to tell at the drop of a hat who on the street is an absolute tool with too much money. If you think that you've heard the end of what just happened in the kitchen, young lady, you are very much mistaken.
What did just happen in the kitchen?
So I went out there, I said, I'm going to go make a coffee. And your words were, that is a brilliant idea, best one you've ever had.
That is exactly what I said.
So I went out there, made myself a blend 43, best of a bad situation.
In hindsight, I was stupid enough to also join you in the kitchen where we were both making a coffee at the same time.
So then I finished my coffee. I finished making it, I mean. I haven't had a sip of it at this point.
Yes.
Pop the milk back in the fridge. Granted, Amber hadn't yet used the milk. That was, I admitted that was a mistake. There was no malice there.
Let's take a tiny step back.
Okay.
You put the lid on the coffee and the sugar and threw the spoon in the sink, knowing that I was going to need to use all three of those things.
I'm sure there was a reason to that outburst, but so I can't remember what it was.
It didn't just start with the milk back in the fridge thing, which angered me ever so.
Amber tipped out my entire coffee.
Yeah, in the sink.
All of it.
Yep. Well, there you go.
I nearly missed coming back. I nearly missed the weather.
I wondered what took you so long. Oh, you had to make another coffee. Oh.
Revenge will be swift and will be blown out of proportion. You can be guaranteed on both those things. You'll be like, why is my car on fire? Ha! That's my coffee!
Oh, well.
Yeah. Where's my bed? I sold it!
Where's my boyfriend? I sold it too!
Amber, Samuel L. Jackson is doing the rounds at the moment for his movie he's in with, it's a Quentin Tarantino one called The Hateful Eight. I'm excited to see that one too.
I'm excited too.
You're beside yourself for that one. But obviously this time of year, Star Wars is the biggest movie in the world at the moment. Mm-hmm. It is very rapidly catching Avatar as the highest grossing movie of all time.
Well, yeah, duh.
It will happen.
It will happen.
And it's not going to take long. Samuel L. Jackson was asked what he thought about, had he seen it?
Mm-hmm.
And what did he think about it? Have a listen.
It's done in the spirit of the Star Wars film.
Wow, that was a diplomatic answer. What? In the spirit of the...
Well, yeah, it's got the same spirit. It's adventuresome and, you know, it's exciting in a way. I think the kids need to go to lightsaber fight school, but, you know, that's just me thinking.
They'll learn. They have more of those
things. They got time to get better.
It's true.
It's fun, in a way. Wow.
He did not sell Star Wars out all, did he?
Well, it sounds like a bit of sour grapes for me. It sounds like, oh, I was in the rubbish ones that everyone hates, and now the good ones are coming out, and I've blown my chance because my character died.
Okay,
spoilers for a 10-year-old movie, I'm sorry.
No one hates the old Star Wars.
Have you ever, I mean the like the episode 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
Have you ever been on the internet? People hate those movies.
That's a shame. Like, the quality of, like, the spirit was there. The quality was better than the first three, episode 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, we're going to use quality in different ways here because you're talking
like
about, oh, there's some shiny spaceships, and I'm like, oh, that's three rubbish movies about trade federations and...
politics.
Yeah.
Intergalactic
They're
politics.
They're boring as hell. So, yes, Samuel L. Jackson, very obviously not a fan.
Yeah, and critiquing their lightsaber skills. I was thinking while I was watching...
Have you seen the new one yet?
No.
Oh, you saw it.
Samuel L. Jackson with the lightsaber in the whatever episode he's in.
1, 2, or 3.
He could have worked on his lightsaber skills.
Well, I'm not going to get into spoilers, but...
You've already gotten into spoilers.
Oh, that's for the old ones. I'm not going to get into spoilers for the new one. Mm-hmm. But Samuel L., you obviously didn't get it. That's all I'll say.
Samuel J., cool it.
Samuel J., I like it.
Thanks.
Now, can you please get to the cinema and see it so I can finally talk about it with you? You're killing me. Maybe. Everyone on the planet said it except you.
No.
You big dud.
Yep.
Amber, People's Choice Awards were on yesterday.
Yes.
And the People's Choice Awards are a bit different because they're not about the best things, they're about the most popular things.
It's the people's choice.
That's right.
We get to vote as the people.
So the awards aren't best movie, it's favourite movie. So the winner of favourite movie, we said earlier, was Furious 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't the best movie of the year, but people really enjoyed it. Everyone flocked to see it. I understand why it's the winner.
Mm-hmm.
There are quite a few here where I understand how they're the winner. Like Taylor Swift was picked as favourite pop star and favourite female pop star or favourite singer or something like that.
Yep.
I don't condone it. But yep. I understand it.
Yes.
There are some questionable ones in here. Really? I mean, favourite album. Keep in mind, we just heard Adele.
Yes.
Favourite album, title by Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was the name of the album.
No, I know.
That's weird, isn't it?
Nothing like the People's Choice Awards or the Teen Choice Awards to make me feel out of touch.
Oh, yeah. Favourite network TV comedy, The Big Bang Theory. Ooh. I know it's really popular, but is it anyone's favourite show?
Not mine, no way.
Don't get me wrong, I watch it. I would not vote for it in anything. If it was, what's your favourite comedy of the year? I'd be like, oh, maybe Modern Family, maybe Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I mean, there's just so many funnier shows.
Uh-huh. Here's one for you.
What do you got for me?
Favorite music icon.
Okay.
Madonna.
I mean, who voted for Madonna as a music icon?
You're biased. Like, you can't. Like...
Yeah, but I mean, she hasn't been... What's her last album called? What was her last single? I wouldn't have a clue. I mean, I understand, yeah, it's she's an icon, but a lot of this is confusing.
What about
favorite movie actor, Channing Tatum? What?
He's very good to look at, Billows. I don't know if you've ever had a perv on Channing Tatum. He's very easy on the eyes. What about best favorite social media celebrity, Britney Spears? I literally know nothing about Britney Spears' social media.
I don't follow her on Twitter. I don't follow her on Facebook. Favorite thriller movie, Taken 3? I mean, I saw it, but what the hell?
Come on, guys.
What is going on here? I'm sure there's more that'll make me angry here. No favorite male artist, Ed Sheeran? Well,
that's
done.
A given.
I understand that
finally.
One. Finally. Well, yeah, finally. What? Favorite mobile game? That's an award?
Yeah, that's weird.
Candy Crush Saga.
Yay!
Oh, to hell with you. Amber, you and I are recent converts to Netflix.
Yes.
Big fans.
Yeah.
Big fans of it. You know when something new and original comes out on Netflix, everyone sort of rushes to it, like the new season of Orange is the New Black was very popular.
Making a Murderer.
That's the new one. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to start that this weekend. I'm hearing amazing things about it. Netflix has revealed the most watched movie that they've had in the first month. So not the most watched movie they've had of all time, like... Something like, I don't know, Star Wars or something like that might
so
be it.
So, since Netflix started, the first month, the most watched film in the first month of Netflix ever being a thing.
No, the first month of all films being on. So, let's say, this month, this movie is on. They're measuring just 30 days after any movie starts.
Got it.
The most watched one. Got and it may surprise you. The film that had the best start on Netflix in its first 30 days... Everyone needs a long hard look at themselves. Adam Sandler's The Ridiculous Six.
Oh my God.
Everyone, because, well, I was a bit angry at first, and then it dawned on him like, well, anyone who wanted to watch it couldn't see it any other way. They couldn't go to the cinema and watch it.
Exclusive to Netflix.
Exclusive to Netflix.
Okay, my boyfriend and I watched some of this movie.
So did I. I'm embarrassed to say.
Oh, look at you.
I fell asleep in it, and I'm pretty sure it gave me an STD.
Oh, my God.
Taylor Lautner needs to retire immediately. I'm sure you were a fantastic werewolf in those Twilight movies, but you are the worst actor on the planet. He is. Be honest. Oh, and he's awful in that. I mean, in an awful movie, he stands out as the worst thing ever.
Oh, my God. Tell us what you really think.
I hope that Taylor Lautner dies alone and sad.
Oh, my God. You're horrid.
And in pain.
You're such a... Oh, my goodness.
This is Scoopla.
Emma Stone is brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
Beautiful and very, very talented. Now, new reports suggest that Emma Stone is in early negotiations to play... Cruella De Vil.
Oh, I can see that.
Me too. In a new Disney remake. Now,
Jesus, they are just. We're out of properties.
Mm-hmm.
We've still got 101 Dalmatians. Reboot it.
I think everyone, well, most people that were at the age at the peak of 101 Dalmatians. So maybe my age.
Are you talking the cartoon or the
recent
movies?
Like the cartoon.
That's an old movie, I think, man.
Is it? Like late 80s, early 90s?
I'm not sure. I
don't know.
I'd have to look. Anyway. I know that the live action one only came out late 90s, didn't it?
Yeah, true, actually. So you're right in saying that they are redoing a lot. Like, we've got The Jungle Book that's getting redone, Tim Burton's sequel Alice Through the Looking Glass, and Beauty and the Beast is also getting redone as well. And now, with Emma Stone in early negotiations for Cruella De Vil...
Okay, so the live-action 101 Dalmatians was 1996.
Yeah.
You were close with late 80s, early 90s with the cartoon.
You're being sarcastic.
It was 1961. This close.
Maybe I'm thinking of another one.
The other movie with 101 dogs? 101 Bull Terriers. That's what you were thinking of. That's the one.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5. Star FM.